It's Friday, December 13th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Facebook and the FTC, a new coordinated cyber attack on governments, India closes the internet, and China starts its own operating system, and Sam Jackson comes to Alexa. This is the Business of Tech. The Federal Trade Commission is considering an injunction against Facebook to prevent integration of its Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp messaging products. Facebook is being investigated under antitrust regulations, and the integration of messaging proposed in January has been widely seen as Facebook moving to make its possible breakup more difficult. Why do we care? Facebook's stock dropped in response, so there's an immediate impact already. Remember, there are multiple cases against each of the four major big tech players, Facebook, Google, Apple, and Amazon, and Facebook is the leader in raw number of investigations. Just the word of an injunction is serious, and the FTC looks to be stepping up its investigations. A new phishing campaign is targeting government departments and related business services around the world that are looking to steal login credentials from victims. At least 22 different organizations in countries including the US, Canada, China, Australia, and Sweden are impacted, and all involve emails claiming to be related to the targeted agencies, and all of them involve clicking an email link that asks the user for their username and password. There's no information at the time of this recording as to who is behind the attacks. Why do we care? The attacks themselves are careful to have unique lures for each of their targets, so this is not a blind bulk attack. This is a specifically targeted campaign. The takeaway continues to be investments in education for end users on a very ongoing basis as the best form of defense, combined with the proper security measures. Additionally, organizations should ensure they have access to threat intelligence and research to know the existence of these attacks, and then focus on detection, blocking, and response. India shut down the internet in the state of Assam on Thursday after citizens took to the streets to protest a controversial new citizenship rule. On Wednesday, India's government approved the Citizen Amendment Bill, which creates a path for citizenship for minorities from Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, but not for the country's Muslim minority. In the state of Assam, where residents have long been unhappy about immigration from nearby Bangladesh, protesters set fire to train stations, the government sent in troops, and shut down the internet, according to CNN. Internet shutdowns are also becoming more common. According to the group Internet Shutdowns, which tracks India specifically, there were three when it started in 2012. This year, there were 89, more than in any year except 2018, when there were 134. And while we're updating on government moves, China appears to be moving forward more aggressively with its plan to remove non-Chinese technology from its government, as two of its largest tech firms are uniting to create a Chinese operating system. As reported on Monday, the Chinese government announced a plan to remove all foreign software and hardware by 2022. So why do we care? The bifurcation of the internet can be shown clearly by which governments act to shut it down when citizens protest. Those tend to look more like authoritarian governments, even in democracies. And in those countries that are viewed as open and free, individual countries have imposed laws around privacy and data management, but in authoritarian-led countries, you also see this crackdown. The Chinese market may quickly move to becoming off-limits or impenetrable by Western companies if the Chinese are able to fully implement their plans. With the edict to move government systems off Western tech in the next 3 years, and now a coming option in operating systems, the plans could be very real. The impact here extends even to small companies, particularly as it's quite easy to have customers everywhere. And in fun news, Samuel L. Jackson is now available for Amazon devices. Costing $1, the skill can be activated by saying the wake word and introduce me to Samuel L. Jackson. And later questions answered by saying,
ask Sam Jackson,
followed by your question. Why do we care? Well, that should be obvious. It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Thanks. I'm here to bring a little Samuel L. Jackson to your day.
But more seriously, here's an example of neural responses. If you ask the weather, you get specific information for the day. Other responses are clearly canned. Besides the obvious coolness here, this is a lot more evidence of how the technology that allows deep fakes continues to push forward and get more realistic.
I'm in the cloud, baby!
The new episode of Killing It is out, and this week the guys talk about the demise of Kodak and what we can learn about innovation and direction. And are you ready for Industry 4.0 and Reality 4.0? What does it mean, and what are the next steps around VR, AR, and XR? And finally, is IoT cutting costs? Three topics, three hosts, and 30 minutes. Download the Killing It podcast on your favorite podcatcher. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Hope you enjoyed the fun there at the end. If you like the podcast, continue to share it with your friends, let a colleague know, and help me spread the word. And have a great weekend. See you on Monday.